This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The new Kansas Garden Guide is now available in print and as an online resource. Rebecca McMahon, administrator of Kansas State University's Local Food Systems Program and one of the guide's authors, says the layout walks gardeners through the entire process and the challenges of gardening in Kansas.
You start at the beginning of the book at the first chapter, and you're going to talk about starting and planting a garden. And we talk about the soil and composting, different types of gardening methods. Kind of follow the season along. We're going to get to our pest management challenges, insects and diseases and beneficial insects. And then we get to the harvesting and storage and food safety topics towards the end. And then kind of the second half of the book is more what I would consider a reference section, where you can go more in depth on specific vegetables or look for different sorts of...
I even wrote down that it goes from asparagus to watermelon and everything in between.
Yes. The vegetable crops chapter, which is chapter 15, is really about half of the book. And it does, like you said, literally go from asparagus all the way to watermelon. If you're wondering why not zucchini, it's because zucchini is lumped in with summer squashes and pumpkins and stuff like that. But yes, yeah, we tried to include vegetables and information that can help you figure out what direction you want to go. Yeah, whether you're wanting to grow a very traditional American orange flesh cantaloupe, or if you're wanting to grow, you know, a much less common Korean white fleshed melon. Hopefully you'll be able to find what you need to get yourself started.
Well, and the fact that you have so much information on when to start planting, when to do the harvesting, or at least approximations of when that might be occurring.
Yes. Yeah, so I grew up in northern Wisconsin. The weather is very different, and the gardening season is very different. And then I've lived in other places and gardened in other places. And then moving to Kansas and being here for 15 years, I've really had to learn and appreciate that with the Kansas climate, we have to be on point about when to plant, when to harvest, and everything in between. Because if we're not on top of our schedule and our planting plan and knowing the right time to plant things and when not to plant certain things, we're not going to have near the success. And it's so critical to know what to plant and when to plant it here in Kansas, because the weather is going to fight back.
This really is a way to not only get started with gardening, but if you're even a more advanced gardener, this is not only informational, but it's really educational as well.
You know, I hope that even an experienced gardener can take this guide and find something new or inspirational in it. One of the things that I've learned is that we're always learning more. We're always learning new things about how plants grow and how to accommodate the challenges of our Kansas climate. One of the things that I think agriculture has learned a lot over the last 10 to 20 years is the importance of organic matter and soil biology. You know, we had a good understanding of soil chemistry and fertility. And I think there's increasingly that understanding of the importance of the soil biology, you know, of having live plants, of having cover crops, of keeping the soil covered to prevent erosion and maintain nutrient levels and maintain soil biology. We're always learning something new. And sometimes we think we understand something and then we learn something new, and then we learn something new again. So I hope that even an experienced gardener can take the guide and find some new ideas or new ways of thinking about gardening, or maybe some new vegetables or herbs that they might like to try.
That's Rebecca McMahon, administrator of Kansas State University's Local Food Systems Program and an author of the revised Kansas Garden Guide, which is available through the K-State Research and Extension Bookstore. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.